Well, the Jaish al-Islam at the United Nations, sorry, Secretary General has criticized the controversial comments by Myanmar's army chief regarding Rohingya Muslims. Antonio Guterres said he was shocked by General Min Aung Hlaing's remarks. He also urged Myanmar's leaders to take a unified stance against incitement to hatred and to promote cultural harmony. At the gathering in northern Kachin State on Monday, Hlaing referred to the Rohingyas as Bengalis, a term meant to describe them as foreigners. The general also said the minority group does not have the characteristics or culture in common with ethnicities of Myanmar. Over 700,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh since last August, when the army launched a major assault on the group. The UN described the move as ethnic cleansing. Crossing over to Ontario, joined by international human rights lawyer, Mr. Edward Corrigan, thanks so much for being with us. So where do we stand? On the one hand, we continue to see, not only the UN, but other international groups condemning the situation that is taking place in Myanmar and even going as far as saying that it is ethnic cleansing. On the other hand, we continue to see government officials, this time a general, inside of Myanmar basically saying that these people are not even from that country. So there seems to be a very large gap. And what is it going to take? What has to happen in order to find a solution to this problem?
Well, it's a very, very complex problem. And Burma was created out of British India in 1937, but the boundaries are not very clear and not very well delineated in terms of ethnic and religious composition. So a large group of Muslims then were on the then Burmese side of the border. And as an Irish person, I suspect that the British may have been more than just a little mischievous, and they create border areas which are prone to conflict and later can be exploited. This is something that's happened throughout the British Empire, and I suppose the French and others have done similar things. Mm-hmm. So you have, a Muslim population. There are actually some Hindu, Rohingya as well, which doesn't really come out. And you have this, in 1982, the Burmese government passed a law, a citizenship law, that basically excluded all the Rohingyas, said that they were not from Burma or Myanmar, as it's now called. And there is a little bit of truth to that, that there has been some fluidity between the Rohingya population that was in East Pakistan at the time, now Bangladesh, and moving back and forth with various conflicts, depending, who was doing what to whom. The Buddhists tended to ally with the Japanese during the Second World War, and the Muslims allied themselves with the British, and the British may or may not have promised the creation of an Islamic state there if the Muslims would fight against the Japanese and, of course, the Burmese. So there's roots of this conflict going back many years, and there's been, ethnic cleansing. And right now, I guess the United Nations and other groups have said the Rohingya are the most persecuted people on the planet, and I would have to agree with that assessment. But the Bangladeshis are not even that happy with Rohingya, because during the civil war between East and West Pakistan, the Rohingya threw in with East Pakistan to have a unified state. So the Bangladesh government is not really that happy with the Rohingya either, and probably don't want them, because in the past they have conflicts with the Bengali population. So you've got now the Myanmar military has been ethnically cleansing villages, and over 700,000 people have fled. And what's concerning is that the military is bringing in settlers to take over the villages and the land of the Mormar, the Rohingya Muslims, and that will strengthen, I guess, the campaign to expel them. But of course, where did they go? They're born in Myanmar. Many of them can trace their lineage back, hundreds of years, yet they're not Buddhist. But Burma is a state that's made up of like 100 different ethnic minorities. Mm-hmm. So it's very fragmented, and you have these Buddhist extremists and nationalists that are now striking out, particularly at Rohingya Muslims. And, this fighting goes back into, there was a big massacre back in 1942. And so it's been going on since at least that time, and arguably even earlier.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us and giving us that explanation. Out of Ontario, Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer.